raid is causing a lot of consternation in Craigan. You know, in the last number of weeks, Kevin, as the mayor, has led this city, and yet here last night, the PSNI chose to raid his home. And that's despite the fact that the personnel on the ground accepted and knew when they went to Kevin's house that this was a mistake. We spent several hours trying to communicate this to the people in charge of this operation, but they chose to ignore the wishes of the community, and in many ways they've undermined the community by proceeding with this raid. And we will be seeking an explanation. We feel that the PSNI should come out and apologise, and that the mobile phones and laptops that they removed from the house should be returned to Kevin and Deirdre immediately.
So as far as Sinn Féin are concerned, the PSNI had no reason to raid the Mayor of Derry's home?
Absolutely none. And I mean, I think the PSNI will accept that, because there's no reason why they should be in that home. The items which they removed was a child's phone, some video games, and a laptop belonging to Derry City Council. And I have absolutely no doubt that these items will be returned in the future, and Kevin will be seen as he is a person of high standing. But I have to state this and say this very, very clearly. The PSNI have absolutely no doubt in their minds that the raid last night in Kevin's home was incorrect, and they should state that publicly.
There was also a number of other searches last night in Derry where firearms were seized. Do you think this raises more questions? Are both searches in connection in any way?
Well, it shouldn't be. But what I'm saying is that there are many, many examples of good policing. And when good policing results, then Sinn Féin is to the fore of saying to the PSNI, that's the type of policing which the community in Derry and indeed across the north wishes to see. But when there's bad policing, then Sinn Féin will call that as well. And what I witnessed last night, and I went to Kevin's home, I stood outside it from 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock this morning, and what I witnessed as the end result of the PSNI presence was bad policing. They should not have searched Kevin's home last night.
And would you call on the PSNI to release a statement immediately?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Sinn Féin will be meeting with the PSNI today. Our members will begin in, and they will be saying, listen, a number of questions. But underlining and fundamental to that will be the PSNI need to say that they made a mistake. We have built up a lot of trust. Good work has been done on the ground between community police officers and the community and the wider sort of Derry public. That should not be undermined or undervalued by people in senior positions who sometimes have total disregard, even for their own PSNI officers who are doing good work on the ground.
Even if the PSNI do issue an apology, it doesn't do much to strengthen relations between the people of the Craigan and the PSNI.
No, there's no doubt that what happened last night has caused a degree of upset and consternation. But at least an apology will let us all know that there are people within the PSNI who are willing to build bridges when they need to build. If they don't issue an apology, then many people, myself included, will be saying, you know, why can't the PSNI accept that they made a mistake? And by accepting they make a mistake, then perhaps we can sit down and we can resolve the issues which surround us.